This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
It's great to be able to spend some quality time together with Wendy Christine of Integrated Health Solution. This insert sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Wendy Christine is a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, I am. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I realize we talk a lot on this side, and over the last few weeks we've been talking about BMI, we've been talking about weight on the scale, we've been talking about movement and motivation to move. But a lot of those motivations often come by what we see in the mirror or what we see on the scale or when one or other person in our lives looks us up and down and says, shoo, who ate all the pies? That's often the determinant of what we're going to do when it comes to our general health. And it's only until something really bad happens that we have to take some massive action. But there could be things looming in our bodies when we could just run a few other simple tests and be able to find out what's actually ticking under the bonnet.
Yes, that's very true. So we have so many tests available for us to check those things that are going on inside our bodies. Mm. And as you said, some of these diseases can be silent. So you may not have symptoms for years before they actually present themselves. And there's a lot that you can do in that build-up to the time where you actually start developing symptoms. So there are a number of blood tests and other tests that you could do that can just be baseline tests to check and see what is the status of what's going on in your body.
Let's have a look at some of those tests, Wendy, because I think our listeners need to know this doesn't have to be complicated. And may I also just ask this before we go from a practical perspective, when we think blood test, we think we've got to go to a pathology lab. They've got to take vials of our blood. We're going to feel uncomfortable. We're going to feel sometimes some people keel over when they've got all of these vials tested. This doesn't have to be one of those ultra expensive, uncomfortable things that one has to do, right, from a practical perspective.
No, it certainly doesn't. Ideally, you're going to either go to your doctor or you're going to go and have the test done at a pathologist at the doctor's request. Most people can't just go to the pathologist and request blood tests. It has to be done through a medical doctor. So you would arrive there and you would only test the things that are necessary. So you don't have to. I mean, there are certainly cases where you might need to do a full battery of tests. Mm. But they're not going to be taking vials and vials and vials of your blood. You know, the most they'll be taking is two or three. And most of the people that are doing your blood tests are very qualified. So, you know, they're not going to hurt you. They're going to look for the right vein. They're going to do their best to make it as pleasant as possible.
So let's go and have a look at some of those tests that we can have done that will give us a really good idea of our general health.
All right. So one of the ones that I would say is always a good one to do is to check your iron status. So there's an iron studies blood test that can be done, and this includes the iron that's circulating in your bloodstream as well as the iron stores in the body. You can do a single one, but it isn't going to give you a full picture of what's going on in the iron profile if you only select the one option. And this is often a cause for fatigue, hair loss, weakness. It's quite a common one and quite easy to rectify. Mm. So, you know, something that I would say, if anybody is struggling with fatigue, paleness, that kind of thing, you know, not really feeling great, that's a simple one to test and to treat quite easily as well. I wouldn't recommend taking iron supplements if you think that you might be iron deficient without actually testing it. That's one of the ones that I would say, don't supplement it, you know, just in case. Rather check your levels and monitor those, because it could be something else that's causing those symptoms as well. Mm. But then we would look at a full blood count. And this is an evaluation of overall health, which shows things like infections, again, anemia. A full blood count and an iron study are often done together. And it can obviously also show more serious conditions like leukemia. Then we would look at thyroid function. Uh-huh. Thyroid function would impact your metabolism, your weight management, your energy production. So again, fatigue can be a sign of a sluggish thyroid. But this is one of those tests that very often comes back normal, yet people still have symptoms. So then there's other things that we would look at in a case like that.
Yeah, and then what about,
sorry,
I was going to say then, are there tests for vitamins? And I see that's exactly where you're going. So,
yes. So So we have a vitamin D status and vitamin B12. Those are the most common. You can also check for things like calcium. You can check for magnesium. Those can all be requested. Mm. But the most common ones, I would say, would be the vitamin D and the vitamin B12. The vitamin D is essential for your hormonal production, for your immune function, and for your bone density. And you'll be surprised at how many people have low vitamin D levels, even though we live in a sunny climate. So we can't assume that because we're out in the sun all day long that we have sufficient vitamin D in our bodies. Your B12 is necessary for your nervous system. So it produces red blood cells, can also be tied into an anemia or a deficiency in iron.
Yeah.
So these are tests that you would often want to test in patches or in a battery, if you like.
Uh-huh. Then there's the classic ones that people often go for, and that's cholesterol. You're going to have to help us here because there's the LDLs and the HDLs, and we don't really know which one is the good one, the bad one, and what must be up and what must be down. So to our listeners, listen carefully here to Wendy.
Yes, so ideally you want to go for a full lactogram. So that looks at the LDL, it looks at the HDL, and it looks at the triglycerides, and then your total cholesterol as well. So your HDL is your good cholesterol. Your LDL is your bad cholesterol, so that's the low-density particles. And that one is normally raised, but we can also see raised triglycerides. And that's often an indication that there's too much sugar in the diet, so that can be closely linked with diabetes or blood sugar imbalances. And often, good cholesterol can be low. So that's why we want to do a breakdown, so we can check and see what is the ratio, and do we need to correct the good cholesterol to help reduce the bad cholesterol. Mm. Because if you only work on the one and you don't increase the other, you can potentially have a problem with inflammatory conditions as well.
Yeah. Can glucose levels also be tested? You brought up the diabetes when you were talking about the raised triglycerides. So those glucose levels, that's an important one too.
Yes. So glucose is important, and that can be done in a couple of ways. They can either just do a fasting glucose, which gives them an indication of what is happening in the bloodstream at the moment with the glucose. Or they can do what is known as an HbA1c blood test. And that tests the blood sugar levels over about a 2 or 3 month period. And that one is a little bit more accurate because it's going to give you an idea of what's going on over a longer term in the body. And that is a test that you would look at to see are there any pre-diabetic conditions or a potential for diabetes as well.
Yeah, I think that's a very important one. Just if we see what's happening in the general population here in the Cape, I can't speak for the rest of the country. But yeah, those glucose levels are not where they should be. So I think that's a vital one. And isn't that one you can also do, Wendy, just with a simple skin prick test at your doctor? Or is that one that does require a part of a more extensive blood work?
That is, well, the skin prick one is just going to give you your glucose at the time of the test.
Uh-huh.
So that one is also okay. And that is the one that if you're already a diabetic, you're going to want to measure frequently to monitor your blood sugar levels. But it's not going to give you an accurate idea of what is your predisposition to blood sugar imbalances. Mm. So the HbA1c, I would say, is a good one to do at least once a year, just to check and see what is your blood sugar looking like on average.
You've mentioned something to me, which is one of those things that you don't like to have to say, because it's like having a car and you have it repaired, and even though it comes back, there's still something wrong and no one can seem to figure out exactly what it is. That could happen to us as well. All of the blood work comes back A-okay, but we're still not quite where we should be. What do we do then?
Well, I always say if there's a persistent symptom, you know your body, go and investigate until you find the cause. And there are some other tests that are not quite as conventional as blood tests. It can be very helpful in identifying problem areas. And these are things like bioenergetic stress testing. You can go for iridology. You can have some nutrigenomic genetic testing, which looks at the genes that are impacted by your environment. You can have a stool analysis test. There are many people that struggle with digestive issues.
Mm.
And that can give you a lot of insight as to what's going on in your gut. And then a food intolerance test that you can do, because food sensitivities can create lots of problems and can create deficiencies in your body.
Yeah.
So if you know these things, then that's very helpful as well for optimal health.
Well, that's an excellent expression from Wendy today of things that we need to look for. You might say, I missed that list. Well, you go and get the podcast. It'll be up later on this morning, just after the program, on capepulpit.co.za. And go and have a listen to this again. Share it with somebody that you care about, that you know needs to take care of their health and you want to help them along. This is a great way to do it. And if you want to get in touch with Wendy, you can do so. She's from Integrated Health Solution in Durbanville. And if you look at some of these other tests, that the more conventional tests, and then there were the others that Wendy mentioned. If you want to chat to her about those, you can as well. Wendy, thanks for your time this morning and your expertise. Thanks for helping us out every single week. We appreciate you so much.
It's a pleasure, Brad. Have a great day.
Yeah, and you. Thanks so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.